Okay, good evening, everyone. A beautiful Ramban to share with you from the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Moshe, at this point, is now going to convey to the people all of the instructions that he's received regarding the Mishkan that we've learned about over the past 2-3 weeks. So, for example, he says, what I need are, I need materials. And he describes the type of people that he's looking to have donations come from. Kol nidiv libo yiviyaha is chumas Hashem. Anyone whose heart motivates him, whose heart is a nidiv lev, is a generous person, should come and bring zahav, chesef, nechoshes, gold and silver and copper, utcheles, vargaman, vizolashani. And he goes through the list. I need people with nidiv lev, with a generosity of spirit, to come and do so. And then he says, I need a second category of person. After those who are generous, then I need v'chol chacham lev b'chem. I need all the wise-hearted people. What do I need the wise-hearted people? Yavo via asur, it's called asher tzivashem. I need craftsmen. They're the ones who are then going to actually help Bezalel to do all the things that are needed. So category one are the generous people, and then I need the chochmei lev, the wise-hearted people, to come and actually help with the work, as a mishkan, as ohalo, to build a mishkan, the tent, the mechseo, the coverings, krasov, krashov, brichov, all the various hooks and planks and bars and pillars, ark and staves and cover, all the things, come forward. He gives them all the list of the things that he needs, all the people that need to come and do it. Vayetzu, kol adas b'nei shal milifnei Moshe. The people go home to their tents. So he gathers them together, vayakel Moshe, tells them what he needs, tells them the two categories of people, and sends them home. And then, vayavo, then the following day, the people come forward, and two groups of people come forward. One group is, kol asher nadvarucho haviu es trumas Hashem. Those whose spirit moves them to be generous came with the goods, with the zav, the kesef, the nechoshes, all the things that they needed, corresponding to the group that Moshe asked for, the people who were generous to come and donate. Then the second group came, and that's defined as kol ish asher nisa'o libo, all whose heart inspired him, lifted him up. All of those people came to do the work that was necessary. The Ramban says, but that's not who he asked for. He asked for chachmele, for wise-hearted people. And wise-hearted people, none of them came. What came were inspired people, people whose heart lifted them up. The Ramban says, I didn't ask for inspired people. I asked for wise people to do the work. Why are these inspired people showing up to do the work? So the Ramban makes a brilliant comment. He says, why did only inspired people come? Kilo hayo behem shalom ares hamalachos ha'elam mimalamin. There weren't any wise-hearted people. There were no craftsmen. Nobody trained them. Nobody taught anybody how to work with gold or silver or with various skins or how to make wood out of anything. They didn't know anything. These are slaves that came out of Mitzrayim. O mishi imen ben yadav klal. Someone's going to train them? There wasn't anyone like that. So who came forward when Moshe asked for people who are chach melev to do the work? Kol asher matzah b'tivo sheyeda la'asos. Anyone who found it within his nature that he felt, I know what it is that's necessary. V'yigbali bo b'darkei Hashem, and he somehow raised up and elevated his heart in the ways of Hashem to come before Moshe to say, Ani e'eseh kol asher adoni dover. I'll do whatever you ask. I'm ready to go. You want this kind of work? I'll figure it out. You want that kind of work? I'm ready. I feel like I can do it. Those are the people who came forward. There were no chachmei lev. People trained, they didn't have. People who were inspired, who said, Moshe, you need something done. I feel like I'm going to be able to do so. Tell me what you need. I'll do it. Those were kol asher nisa'o libo. Their hearts lifted them up. Their hearts motivated. Those were the ones who came. The Ramban says this is exactly like what we saw with Bezalel himself. Bezalel wasn't trained. Bezalel didn't learn. Bezalel didn't know. Bezalel was filled with the Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem, who came and was ready to do that which was necessary of him. And those were the groups of people who came to join with the Bezalel as well to do whatever was necessary, however he directed them. Those whose hearts motivated them, whose hearts lifted them up, not knowing what was needed, not knowing how to do it, but sure that they would be able to find it within themselves to be able to do so.